Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Denver 7's Troy Rank is with us. Brought to you by Tranny Law. Troy, how much money do the Broncos have left now?
Probably around $25 million. I mean, Flacco's going to get cut some point in the next 24, 48 hours. So that'll make it a little more. But they're pretty much done with big-ticket items.
All right, hold on. Before you go there, how much do they have to spend for their rookies? What do you got to put aside? So say it's 25, you get a little more. Say it's 28, just to have some fun there with Flacco. How much do you have to put aside for rookies?
Isn't it around, when I say 12?
I think so.
I know off the top of my head.
That's all right. So
11 to 12 million.
Okay, so say it's 12, 28. Now you're down to 16, right? So you got 16 million left for the year. These are wicked.
Ish. Everything we say is always ish.
Okay. So the 16, say he's got 16, Troy. What do you think is left that the Broncos need to spend some money on?
Another corner. I would still, a guy like Prince Amukamara to see. You need to add depth there. They re-signed Devontae Bosby, brought back Joe Jones, but they brought back Bosby, so they have a little bit of depth there. But given the injury history of Bryce Callahan, I know they're crossing their fingers Callahan and Juwan James are going to be healthy, and it would be like having a two free agent classes. But in this specifically with Callahan, he's never played 16 games in a season, so I would look to add another corner. They're not going to spin on a secondary receiver now when you can go address the skill positions in the draft in the first couple rounds. So I would look for a corner, maybe a backup tackle. My educated guess is they will address skill positions in the draft and also look for a center in the draft.
What are your thoughts on Chris Harris Jr. to the Chargers on a 2-year, $20 million deal?
This was all going to happen when it just last off season, the acrimony reached a level to which you could see this was probably Chris's last year. He didn't have his best year by his own admission, but I think some people, you see him every week, and I would, challenge you, watch a lot of games every week. Chris Harris did not have a great year. He's still a good player, and people are trying to run him out of town. He's one of the most accomplished undrafted defensive players in NFL history, certainly as a cornerback. But what I think of the deal, it's a good fit. Well, you add him with Casey Hayward and Derwin James. I mean, that's a nasty secondary. He told me today that the Broncos' last offer to him, based on what he was told, again, was that there was no guaranteed money. They offered him money last fall and then tried to trade him to the Lions. Again, this was all showing that probably he wasn't going to be back. And today he told me he's going to get all of that $20 million. It's not all guaranteed. But the way it's structured, it must be through roster bonus or whatever. He feels like he's going to get all of it, so it's the best fit, best money, stays in the division. So he was never coming back once they got Bouye. It was never happening. It might not have happened anyway.
The offer to him at the trade deadline was kind of a paper tiger, meaning, I guess,
now we made an offer.
Right, but they were...
Well, this is what, again, this is Chris's side of it, that, there was talk of it was a 3-year, $30 million or $39 million, but only 12.5 was guaranteed. He told me today that he told me none of it to him was guaranteed.
Okay.
So I don't know what that meant. It might have been if you're on the roster at this point. So it might have been one of those deals that was structured as an extension, but he had to be on the roster, whatever, March 9th, 10th. And so he could have been cut, and he perceived it as having no guaranteed money. And again, some of this, the semantics of it, are he was going to leave anyway. It was right. Time for a fresh start for both players. And I can't say enough positive things about Chris and how he helped me learn football. I got a PhD talking to him about coverage and defense. And remember, he's a charter member of the no-fly zone, and without the no-fly zone, they do not have a Super Bowl 50 ring. I can guarantee you that.
All right. I should just ask you what other news is going on.
Jeff Driscoll, quarterback. Are we done at QB?
Yeah. In a 2-year, $5 million minimal guarantee. He's more athletic. People ask why him over Brandon Allen. That's a fair question. He's played more. I probably saw his best start when he was with the Bengals against the Broncos a couple years ago. Completed 25 of 37 for a touchdown and a pick. And he profiles more like Drew Locke, 6'4", 235. runs well, almost has 300 yards rushing in his career. I mean, that's fine. I like that in terms of how they both, he profiles better than maybe a Brandon Allen, and certainly Rippon, who's more of a practice squad guy. The one thing I would say is Jarrell Casey, this is a big-time addition. I will see, anytime a guy's at this age, you wonder. Mm-hmm. Five-time Pro Bowler. I talked to Draymond Jones about him today, who will be counted on heavily next year, and he texted me and said, hey, this guy is a beast, one of the best to ever do it. I can't wait to learn from him. Broncos coaches are already saying, like, this is their Geno Atkins. Okay. You know, Tyler would know more of what that feels like. But this is a guy that can move around in the front. And if you watch his game against the Titans in the playoffs this last year, oh, my. I mean, he was writing a diary of havoc. He had two sacks, caused a fumble. I mean, he was everywhere for a defensive tackle. So if he's just good, not great, I like that addition. I like, and A.J. Bouye, I talked to him on the conference call. He believes this is a good fit, the zone coverage. We'll see. You know, again, he's got to bounce back because he wasn't great last year, and I think anyone would tell you that. But I trust Vic Fangio on defense until I can't trust him. He knows 100 million times more than I do. If he thinks this guy fits his scheme, then I like what they've done defensively. But they have got to get receivers with speed in the draft. And for me, that's Henry Ruggs. They've got to get a guy. You've got to bulk up the offense in the draft now.
All right, great stuff, Troy. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, our guy Troy Rugg. Brought to you by Tranny Law.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.